Abby.
Hi, Michelle.
Let's get right into it.
Yes.
What is Bite Back with Abby Sharp?
So Bite Back is really an extension of what I've been, you know, doing for the past decade plus on my YouTube channel and social media, which is really a takedown of diet culture, you know, dismantling all the myths and the misinformation and disinformation and calling out the charlatans. And, you know, it's just like breaking down the BS, basically. But the really cool thing about it is I get a chance to bring on real experts, folks with lived experience that goes beyond, you know, my own. And we get to have kind of really much more in-depth conversations that I think are meaningful for so many people beyond just like, okay, what's clickbait? Like responding to the latest drama online. And it's just, it's been really rewarding because I get to learn a lot through, you know, my guests, and I'm kind of learning along with other people.
Is that what you would say is the biggest differentiating factor between, you know, your YouTube, your Instagram, your TikTok versus the podcast?
100%. You know, my goal right now for Bite Back is really to make sure that I'm offering information that is going to, you know, stand the test of time. So it's evergreen. I want people to walk away with like actionable tips, something that they can do today, while also kind of like learning through the process alongside me.
Why do you think now is a good time to launch this podcast? I know it's been in the works for quite some time.
Yes, we've been working on this for so long. It's been a long-term, you know, dream of mine, as you know, Michelle. But I think that now more than ever, diet culture is just getting more and more pervasive.
Yeah.
You know, wellness culture, diet culture. Now we are seeing this kind of resurgence or renaissance of like pro-ED, pro-ANA content coming out online. And it's not going away anytime soon, right? So, you know, any small advances we may have seen in the body positivity movement and things like that, we're really rolling back over the past year or two. So I think now is the most important time for more content like this to really call this out. Because unfortunately, you know, young folks are being kind of exposed to so much misinformation from such a young age, and it's going to have long-term detrimental effects.
Now, you mentioned online, obviously, you know, TikTok is a source of a lot of this misinformation and bad advice. How would you advise people to like navigate all of this without getting kind of pulled in?
It's so hard. And that's actually something we're going to be talking a lot about on the podcast. You know, I have such a great opportunity to bring on other science communicators who are like part of this army having to combat all of this misinformation. And the goal for me throughout the podcast is really to arm people with the tools. So while, you know, today it might be the carnivore diet, tomorrow will be something completely different. But the tools remain the same to allow you to kind of think critically about the content you see online, to think about the source, to think about the bias, to think about their why. What's the MO behind this extreme message that they're putting forward? And the chances are, if, you know, one extreme form of eating hasn't worked for you in the past, or maybe many forms of extreme eating has not worked for you in the past, chances are the next one is not going to be the magic bullet. It's not going to offer, you know, a drastically different outcome. And I really hope that people can kind of take these tools and apply them throughout the rest of their life, because this is not going to change it. You know, this is not going away anytime soon. This misinformation is just getting more rampant. And I want people to have those tools long term.
And I think, would you say people could apply the tools that they're going to learn from your podcast to not just diet culture, but any kind of information coming their way, whether it be news, anything.
100%. I mean, we have data that shows that, you know, misinformation and sensationalized headlines will travel farther and faster than truthful headlines. So we are just, as humans, drawn to sensationalism. And so I think that, you know, acknowledging that and, you know, being empathetic with if you have fallen for snake oil in the past is really important, because even smart people are falling for a lot of this stuff. Even myself, I mean, and I'm in it. You know, this is something that anyone can benefit from, not just in the nutrition world, but for all information.
And you mentioned, you know, even smart people can fall for these things. I would imagine that you would also want to create a safe space for people who have
100%.
Fallen victim to it. It's like, it's okay. It doesn't mean you're stupid.
No.
It doesn't mean you're weak. It just, like, it's so insidious.
It's,
and that's, it's designed to get all of
100%.
Us. 100%.
It's designed to make it seem like this is the one that's truthful. Everyone else has been lying to you. And it's now kind of teetering into this conspiracy theory territory where it's not just misinformation on one particular topic. It's the sea of misinformation that creates and breeds this distrust in general for truthful information.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really important. Just it's a life skill. You have to, you know, get in now to understand all of the different psychological tools that these snake oil salesmen are putting out there, so that you can not get yourself sucked in before it's like really too late and you're down the conspiracy rabbit hole.
You know, we're always told question everything,
yes.
but then it gets to a point where it's like, okay, now we're just questioning things just to question it,
right.
just to feel like, you know, we're being lied to at
right.
all times by everyone.
Exactly. And
yeah.
and I think that is also, you know, that's often kind of one of the tools that a lot of snake oil salesmen or grifters will use is this, like, do your research, question everything that, you know, authorities are putting out there. And, you know, yeah, we do have to be critical of what we're reading and what we believe and things like that. But I'm hoping through the podcast that I can offer people some suggestions on how to spot misinformation, how to spot credible information, and that will help kind of inform what information that they believe and what they let go.
And I know you obviously, as with all your content, you want it to be science-backed.
Of course.
And talk about how, you know, it's not, while it will be science-backed, it's not going to be just like science show. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be an entertaining listen.
Totally,
you know?
Totally. Yeah. Really, we want these to be conversations. And I'm learning alongside with my listeners because I'm having people on. And so the way I've designed these interviews is to kind of open up the discussion to glean information and experience from others who are experts in the field or who do have very unique lived experiences with this. Pepper in those kind of teachable moments, that science-backed information, the evidence, and then allow people to walk away with really strong take-homes and kind of tools to apply to their everyday life.
Do you have any dream guests that you hope to?
So many. well, obviously, I'm a huge Swiftie, as you know. So, like, Taylor would be the ultimate because I would love to build on the conversation that she started in Miss Americana about disordered eating and the industry. And I think that'd be so helpful for so many folks listening at home. But, you know, there's so many, like, hugely influential people in the anti-diet space, like Evelyn Tribbley and Elise Resch of Intuitive Eating, Ellen Satter of the Division of Responsibility. Love to talk to Lizzo about body positivity and, you know, being the poster child of body positivity despite not really signing up for it. Like, there's so many.
It's so unfair.
It really is. And there's so many important conversations that can be had. So I'm really excited to get started.
Mm-hmm. So are there any podcasts that you consider like your go-tos that maybe have somewhat influenced you or that you just find as an entertaining listen?
Well, I'm a lifelong learner, so I love kind of more educational-based content myself. I love Dr. Becky's Good Inside parenting podcasts are really helpful. And also in the kind of science world, again, like love Maintenance Phase, love Science Versus, love Side Note. I love it because, you know, they're entertaining, but also you're kind of taking something away and it makes for really great like dinner party conversations. So
I
love that.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned something that sets the podcast apart from the rest of your content is, you know, having the guests on and having those conversations. But I think it's also the being able to listen on the go factor
of
it all.
Yeah. So many people, like, you know, throughout my tenure on YouTube have told me, like, that's how they listen to my content anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just obviously a way more convenient, you know, way of doing it versus like having to keep the YouTube app up trying to listen to my video as a podcast. So this way, yes, you can really listen anywhere you go, in the car, you know, on a walk, at the gym, wherever it's convenient for you.
So speaking of all that, if people do want to find you, how, where, when?
Well, we officially launched with our first episode October 22nd, mm-hmm. and I'm very excited to have Chris Collins from Call Me Chris on. We have a really amazing conversation and some really great takeaways as well. And you can find us, you know, on the Frequency Network, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you would like, I would love if you could follow and, you know, ring that little bell so that you get notifications when new episodes come out, because you're not going to want to miss this. We're going to be posting every Tuesday. And I'm really looking forward to getting that one first out there for you guys.
We're so excited. I know all your followers have been asking for this for years and years and years. We're excited to take a bite out of Bite Back.
Yes, take a bite. Bite Back from diet culture. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.